This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good victory by the Knicks last night. Took care of business against the struggling Miami Heat. They've lost, what is it, 8 in a row now, 9 in a row now. They suck. They're not very good. But the bigger story from the game, and I'm not sure how you guys consumed the game last night, but I was on DVR. I was behind, which I am customarily. So that takes me off social media, which is, I think, the way most people watch sports. I don't think they necessarily have social media as a companion next to them as they're watching sports. So I'm watching the Knicks game. They're up by 6. It's the middle of the third quarter. And then all of a sudden, the game stops. Now, we know, because it's after the fact, that the game stopped because the legendary actor, comedian Tracy Morgan ended up throwing up on the court.
Lovely.
And we've got good news. Tracy's doing all right. He had an Instagram post earlier today where he said it was food poisoning. He had some jokes about the whole situation, basically saying, hey, if this leads to victories, I'll have to leave games more often. So I'm really happy to hear that Tracy's okay. All right, so there's nothing wrong here with Tracy Morgan. He just had a bad night, and he's barfing on the floor. But if you watch the game, you had no idea. Let's walk through this. So let's use ESPN's version, because remember the game was on ESPN with my buddy Ryan Rucco, who does a great job, and the game was on MSG with the great Kenny Alpert, who also does a great job. So many wonderful choices of broadcasters. Here's how they explained it with Ryan Rucco on ESPN.
Well, cleaning crew still taking care of a little bit of a courtside situation with a fan falling ill and getting sick on the floor, and so they're dealing with that, and that's why we have an extended delay here in this third quarter with the Knicks leading the Heat 64-58. The players just waiting. Scott Foster, as you said, Doris, just telling us a moment ago that it's going to be a little while as they continue to deal with this cleanup.
The cleanup. Yeah. Now I'm hearing this saying, what's the cleanup?
Right, but you could kind of figure it out.
Could you?
Yeah, someone got ill, right? You could almost tell what happened.
And it's a fan. It is a fan who got ill, and they're cleaning up the floor, and oh, by the way, it's going to take a while. 5 minutes later, because still nothing happened, we're breaking down the Western Conference standings at this point. Here's our update number two.
We're going to step aside again here as they continue to clean up this courtside situation here at Madison Square Garden.
So I'm thinking to myself, wait a second, 8 minutes have gone by. What the hell happened on the floor that it's still taking time to clean up this mess? And then finally, the game resumes after a 12-minute break, and Ryan Rucco and Doris Burke get a little bit more specific about what happened.
Well, after an extended delay following a fan getting sick on the floor sitting courtside, it appears we are ready to restart the engines here for the Knicks and the Heat.
So for our staff guy tonight, man, we sat through an earthquake in Summer League in Vegas. I'm taking the upchuck and not even the earthquake.
Fair enough. I think that's the right route to go.
So now we know it's an upchuck from Doris, and the upchuck's a lot better than an earthquake.
I don't know.
Would you rather have the earthquake or the upchuck?
It depends on how close you are.
To the upchuck or to the earthquake?
No, earthquake, you're going to feel it regardless. But if you're not close to the upchuck, who cares?
I love the term upchuck, by the way. That's my favorite term.
What would you call it? Throw up?
Barf.
Barf?
Throw up?
I don't know what I would say. I think I'd say barf.
Is that what you're doing on a broadcast?
Barf.
Now, I think...
just barf. Yeah, I'd say barf.
I think Ryan and Doris were pretty specific, like you said. We just didn't know it was Tracy Morgan. Mm-hmm. On MSG, I got to tell you, I had no freaking idea what was going on. First, we're talking about Walt Clyde Frazier playing in the NIT. Then we're talking about 1976. Then we're talking about New York City. And then, by the way, here's the reason why we're not watching basketball.
Bit of a delay due to a medical issue courtside.
The medical issue courtside?
That could be anything.
We've got 8 minutes of no basketball, and I got a medical issue courtside.
You would think someone's having a heart attack.
That's what I who knows? And here's the last update, MSG Supply.
Again, a delay due to a medical issue in the first row.
Now, I got a few questions. Did they know, all of them, that it was Tracy Morgan, but they didn't want to bring attention to Tracy? Maybe his family's watching. Like, they didn't want to call attention to who was sick, was it in their mind just some random fan got sick?
Well, on MSG, I mean, don't they show people on the front row and in the courtside seats all the time?
They do, but during this scene, they were flashing the faces of the players. So I saw Mikal Bridges' beautiful smile for like 5 full minutes. I saw the referees talking. Like, they did everything to avoid what was happening.
No. I'm saying in general, they'll show the courtside seats.
Yeah.
And they'll show who's ever sitting there.
Oh, yeah. We got more on that in a second. Keep going. Yeah.
I'm surprised that they wouldn't, because you probably already saw them. You kind of made it seem like it was somebody courtside. Right.
Like, it could have been anybody. But it was somebody who's kind of synonymous with the Knicks at this point.
I would guess they're just protected privacy.
They were being cool to Tracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine that too, just because there's a picture that came out and Tracy's literally sitting right next to Kenny, Clyde, and I assume a producer, a spotter, Teak. So they're literally looking next to
him.
Yeah,
right.
Come on. They probably saw it, I assume.
It shows you the difference between television and Twitter. Because on Twitter, we all knew what was going on. Now, I found out after the fact, but if you were, I assume, Tommy, you went straight to Twitter to find out why is this game delayed now?
So I'm watching the game, I'm on my phone, I'm on Twitter, so I already knew what was happening. So during the delay, I already realized there was people speculating that it was Tracy, and then finally there was some confirmation on it, and then once I found that out, again, I saw the picture or videos or whatever, I was like, all right, cool. They'll get the game going.
Okay, cool.
Hope he's all right. And I notice he doesn't tweet a lot, so I'm like, all right, hopefully he has Instagram, he could just let us know what's going on.
Well, and he did it pretty quickly.
That was the other thing, like, you're all worried about Tracy. Like, is he okay? I mean, to all of a sudden start barfing on the court? And then there were reports that he had a bloody nose, but I'm not sure if he really had a bloody nose. It may have just been a towel.
Somebody starts throwing up. I just think, man, they must have a fun night. It was a fun St. Patrick's Day.
Is that what you're assuming?
If someone starts throwing up on Monday, March 17th.
Yes.
What else are you assuming?
Well, I have to defend the great Tracy Morgan, because you may not be familiar with this. I had a barfing issue at Game 6 between the New York Islanders and the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Eastern Conference Finals back in 2021. Are you aware of this?
I am not. But in fairness to Tracy, he doesn't drink anymore, right?
He does not drink.
So he doesn't drink.
And he said it was food poisoning. I had my barfing issues, and it was a far similar but different situation. See, I was courtside, too. Not courtside, it's hockey. I was first row off the ice. And I was with my dear friend Chris, who's probably listening right now, laughing, guffawing. And I had to throw up because I had, to this day, I still have it. I have those issues when I eat red meat where sometimes I throw up.
I thought you got surgery to fix that.
I did, and I haven't had the problem since.
All right, good.
Knock on wood.
Right.
But on that fateful night, I had a hot dog, and it didn't go down well. And I didn't know what to do because I could feel the barf coming. And I'm sitting there, first row off the ice. What am I going to do? So I said to Chris, I got to go. I ran upstairs. Now there's tons of people in the concourse at the old Nassau Coliseum. Where am I going to go?
Right.
I went to a security guard and said, please let me outside and please let me back in. And they're like, well, we can't do that. And I said, all right, here's the deal. I'm going to barf. If you want me to barf right here, I'll do it. But I think it would benefit you and I if I do it outside. And so the officer said, okay, opens the door. I'm outside Nassau Coliseum. And, I mean,
why didn't you just go to a trash can?
They would, you know what it was? I think I get like stage fright with so many people around that I needed to be outside. I needed to just let it out.
So you didn't. You weren't really gonna barf then.
No, I did barf.
I know, but
what do you think happened?
You can hold it. I can hold the idea situation.
I can hold
it. What the hell is that?
It's weird. I can hold it for a few minutes because I feel it in my throat.
Yeah.
But eventually, I gotta let it out.
Right.
So I'm barfing. The police officer sees me. Now I'm done, and I'm like, "Is this guy gonna let me in?"
Right.
So I look. I'm like, "Okay." I come in, and they open the door, and they let me in. And I go back in, and then the Islanders won. It was a wonderful
day. I can confirm that he has that skill because it happened here at work once where Evan was having a little bit of a tummy ache, and he ended up throwing up either in a trash can here in the hallway or in the bathroom.
Well, right. Not only that, Tiki doesn't
know. But he held it.
Hold it for a period of time. You probably don't even know this. I did it during the World Series with you in the Yankee Stadium Spanish announce booth.
Get out of here.
You don't remember that?
No.
Yeah. It was in the middle of a commercial break. I just had one of the hot dogs at Yankee Stadium, and I said, "Give me a few seconds." And I went to the, and I went to the trash can, took care of business. And you were oblivious. You had no idea.
Stop eating hot dogs.
Yeah. Wait, what was I doing? Was I talking? Was that chatting with Susan? Like, what's going on?
I think you were watching batting practice. You were very enamored by, you know, what was going on.
Maybe it was Stanton. Because Stanton was out there constantly. Like, the Yankees never took batting practice. At least it felt like they didn't take batting practice. But Stanton was always out there.
That's right.
And so me and Sean were enamored with Giancarlo
Stanton. So you didn't even notice while I was upchucking right behind you.
Please tell me you did not throw up on anybody, like higher brass at the Yankees, like shoes or something.
No,
you got it all in the trash
can. I'm very proud of myself, Tommy. Right. When I've had these incidences, I've either done it outside on the ground or I've gotten it into a garbage can.
Perfect.
Unfortunately for Tracy Morgan, it was on the floor. And so what he just said on the gram, on the Instagram, is that he had food poisoning. Now, where did he get food poisoning? Did he get it at the Garden? Is Jimmy Dolan responsible? Was he out at a restaurant beforehand?
Good question.
And how long does it usually take for the food poisoning to kind of go through your system?
If you get it out, you feel better right away, but you're probably still woozy for a while. I can't think the last time I've thrown up. Really? I honestly don't remember.
Really?
You're like Jerry Seinfeld. You have that streak in Seinfeld. Evan, did you mean like how long does it take between eating it and actually throwing up?
Yes.
Like how quickly it'll happen?
Yeah.
I would guess like an hour or two.
It's that quick?
Yeah.
If that's the case. If you say it's that quick.
I don't. I'm not my medical opinion.
I think it'll be longer because I had some fast food about a year and a half ago. Mm. And that was about like 7 or 8 o'clock at night. And I didn't feel it until about 1:30 in the morning. And I was up from 1:30 to like noon vomiting.
6 hours after.
Profusely. And that was 6 hours. So it might have to go through some rotations in the gut.
Mm. Poor Tracy. That's a tough spot.
That is a tough spot. Courtside.
Because
everybody sees you.
Well, that all the attention's on you. Like, I chose.
So wait, where did he throw up at?
On the floor.
On the floor.
That's why they had to clean it. That's why it took 12 minutes.
He didn't, like, turn around and, like,
turn around and do what? Barf on another human?
That's a good point.
Since everything's cool and he's all right, we know he's good, he had food poisoning, this is now an SNL skit. This is like the Chris Rock thing. Like, he could turn this now into something where you could laugh about it, which he's already doing.
I mean, the SNL skit would have been, he barfs on the floor in the middle of a play, and Karl Anthony Towns slips on it.
Exactly.
He's out for the season.
And now Tracy has to play on the Knicks.
Right. And Tracy Morgan is blamed for the Knicks failures. Yeah. If anything, though,
could you stop your cat hate?
No. I would have said Jalen, but he's already hurt.
Just stop your Jalen hate.
I know. Stop your Nick hate.
It's not Nick's hate. You're asking me about him throwing up on the floor and what would have made it like a crazy SNL skit. Him costing the Knicks, he's a super fan. He's a legitimate Knicks fan. His attitude, which I respect the hell out of, is, hey, we won the game. I must need to barf in the third quarter of every playoff game to ensure we win.
Not only did they win the game, once he threw up and they had the delay, they went on a run, they even brought up on the broadcast. Well, they had a little time to rest there, and they got going.
I'll give you the exact data because I thought it at the exact time it was happening. Because the Knicks were starting to pull away at this point. They were up by 6. From the moment Tracy barfed and they had the 12-minute stoppage in play, from that moment to the end of the third quarter, the Knicks went on, you ready? A 24-6 run.
Wow.
Those are the facts.
Thank you, Tracy Morgan. Thank you.
Thank you. You know what? Say it again. Thank you, Tracy Morgan. Now, one other guy that was at the game last night that needs to be addressed, and don't worry, we'll get to Posted and Toasted. I'm sorry. This is a more pertinent issue. Was not shown on the MSG broadcast. Was not shown on the ESPN broadcast. But if you had a quick eye last night, you may have seen him sitting courtside and was shown on the Heat broadcast. And the guy I'm talking about is the now disgraced Vincent Kennedy McMahon. And it was bizarre.
Why was he courtside?
I don't know.
Like, we know Tracy Morgan's an Uber fan.
Right.
So he's always courtside, along with Spike. But why was... Does Vince... Where does he live?
He lives in Connecticut.
So it's not far, so it wouldn't be an out-of-town thing.
And he has a lot of...
By.
He has a lot of time now
to
come to
games. Does he go regularly?
No! This is the first time I've ever heard of Vince McMahon being at a sporting event. But what I found fascinating was MSG never mentioned him. They do Celebrity Row, no mention of him. I don't think he was brought up at the Garden, like at the actual game. ESPN did not touch it, and I think they were right not to touch it. But apparently, FanDuel Sports Network in Florida, which broadcasts the Heat, put a graphic up to show him. So I don't know if that means Mickey Arison actually got him the courtside seats and not James Dolan. But it was very odd to see Vince McMahon. I mean, you don't think he wanted to watch Raw last night? John Cena turned heel, Vince. Any curiosity?
Well, it
was
happened
at 3 o'clock.
It happened at 3.
That's true.
He probably already watched it.
He probably did. Let's go to JR in Somerville. What's up, JR?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good, man. What's up?
All right. First, I got like 3 points. First thing is the whole thing with MSG last night was that Tracy Morgan almost threw up on Kenny Albert's shoes. He was like 2 feet away. If you look at the picture, him and Clyde are right there.
And they still don't mention it. That's what's so crazy. They still acted like it.
It was just a random medical issue on the floor of Madison Square Garden.
I don't have a problem with that. The problem I have is that why are there 15 angles of this guy throwing up in the middle of a commercial break? I think it's a problem of our society. There's an action shot. There's a video zoomed in. You're not asking the right questions about this.
That's a good point. It's like they knew it was going to happen. Get ready.
I think, you know what I think it is, JR? I think that we have so many people that are obsessed with their phones and filming things that of the 18,000 people there, let's say 200 of them were randomly filming during that TV timeout, and they happen to get lucky. They happen to see, oh, wow, something's going on here. I think that's what it really comes down to.
Yeah, no doubt. Two other things about baseball. One guy who never got booed, probably the second highest WAR of any Met that played in my lifetime, Lance Johnson.
Mm.
In and out. Came in, overperformed, got traded.
Yep.
He never had a chance to get booed.
Yes. One dog, Lance Johnson. I love that guy as a Met.
Well, I mean, that's kind of Soto, though, with the Yankees.
Yeah, I agree. Obviously, Soto, a better version of him, but you're right.
But he had a great year.
He was here so briefly. And by the way, looking at some of my old tweets, CC got booed on July 10th, 2012. Robbie Cano also got booed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Curtis Granderson got booed on opening day during his Met debut. I have notes of that. And the homestand started with Justin Verlander being booed off the mound. So, yeah, we boo everybody. That's the moral of the story. You guys ready for a new game of Post It and Toast It?
Yep, let's do it.
It's time for
Posting and Toasting.
I love hearing Clyde's voice. This is where I'll read some old tweets from our fellow WFAN coworkers, and Tiki will guess who posted it. And then, of course, we'll get back to your phone calls, 888-808-1019. You ready for this one? February 3rd, 2024. I get that Rick Pitino gives St. John's a different feel, but the feel still sucks.
Wow.
That didn't age well, did it?
Wow.
Who posted that? Was it Tommy Lugauer? Was it Sean Morash? Was it Sal Licata? Or was it Keith McPherson?
Not Sal. I'm going to say that was Keith.
Was it?
You're wrong.
Was not Keith McPherson.
Okay. Sean Morash.
Ooga chaka, ooga chaka, ooh, ooh.
There it is.
Yes, it was. Sean Morash. That's a freezing cold take.
Uh-huh.
I get that Pitino gives St. John's a different feel, but that feel still sucks.
That's what happens because he stopped watching college basketball.
He gave up at that point.
Right. He's not doing a national show anymore.
Post number two. This is from March 11th, 2012. If it's okay with you guys, instead of joining your March Madness bracket pool, I'm just going to throw $20 out of the window. Cool? Question mark? Was that person Tiki Barber? Was that person Jerry Recco? Was that person Evan Roberts? Or was that person Al Dukes?
Well, since you organize these things, I'm going to assume it's not you. Not this one.
I do not organize
not fantasy. Not this, but you do fantasy baseball.
I do fantasy baseball. I do not do March Madness bracket pulls, thank God.
It wasn't me. I'm going to say this was Recco.
You're wrong.
Come on. You so sure it's not you?
I'm positive.
Okay, I'm just asking. I don't know.
It was you, then, Evan.
You're wrong.
Who was it?
Al Dukes.
Eat me.
Al Dukes said, I do not fill out a bracket. And speaking of filling out or not filling out a bracket, I bring you back to March 19, 2015. If you do not fill out a bracket, I would also assume you do not barbecue on the 4th of July or eat apple pie.
Mm.
Is that person Greg Giannotti, Evan Roberts, Tommy Lugauer, or Jerry Recco?
That sounds like Lugie.
My voice is annoying.
It is. Look at you. You know Tommy so well.
I know Tommy now.
What gave that away? Tommy's passionate about brackets.
I don't usually fill out a bracket.
You don't?
No. I have my daughters do it.
Okay, but they do it for you.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so Tiki Barber has a bracket in his
bracket,
hand
but
come
I don't
Thursday.
Do it. Because yeah. I don't, I'm not going to be good at it.
No one is.
Exactly. So
my
why waste my time?
Because it's Americana. It's barbecue on the 4th of July. It's apple pie.
We travel on the 4th of July.
The only people that don't fill out a bracket are people like Al. And you know I love you, Al. But people like Al. And contrarians. I'm sure Mad Dog doesn't do it. Sean doesn't do it. People,
Mad Dog doesn't do it?
I'm just joking. People that want to go the opposite.
He definitely
to go,
has to do it.
It's a contrarian thing to say. I'm not filling out a bracket. I'm sure Dog does it. But
I will admit, I've always filled out brackets. My one rule of bracketsness is that, that's another made up word. You could have caught me out on that. One of the rules of bracketness is that I think you are a hypocrite if you fill out more than one. I think it's cheating.
Mm. Agree.
I think you should fill out one bracket. Look at you, Tommy, me and you. Simpatico. I think you should fill out one bracket. Right. That's your opinion. And let it go. Instead of buying five different lottery tickets and picking completely different numbers so you give yourself a chance to win.
And if you have to do it with multiple, I don't know, people, you got to do the exact same bracket.
I agree.
The sheet of integrity is what we call it. Yeah. The sheet of integrity.
I agree.
Now, the only thing it does do is it makes the pot bigger, meaning there's more entries in it. Remember, Evan, you did that thing in our league where if we made trades, you had to actually spend money on the trade.
Yeah.
So if that person didn't win, the person who did win would get more money.
I get it.
But there are people here that are offenders of that. You want to name them?
No, I think everybody's an offender of that. Who's not?
Multiple brackets?
I think it's everybody.
Not as many as you think.
I assume that you and I are in the minority on this.
No, I think we're really, honestly, we're in the majority.
The only one I know for sure that I could call out by name, because I've seen his name listed 100 different times with brackets, is Mark Melusis.
And also, Moose, I love you. He'll write his wife's name. That's your bracket, Moose. You know I love you. I can't, where am I going to put my kids' names, my mom's names, my lawyer's names, my cousin's name? They're all your brackets, Moose.
In fairness, I know Jet, who's 8 years old, wants to fill out a bracket this year. So when I write Jet Roberts, it's literally going to be Jet Roberts. Our brackets are going to be different. So you can't call me out on that. He's literally filling out a bracket.
Well, hold on. Hold on a second there.
What?
If Jet wins, Uncle Lugie gets the money.
What?
He's too young to get the money.
What? Is there
Uncle Lugie should get that money.
Why should you get the money?
Because, I mean, you got to learn to donate, right? We're trying to teach Jet. I'm just trying to get money. You got to teach Jet a nice, valuable lesson. If you win, you give it to Uncle Lugie.
No, no. If he wins, he'll donate it to like a real charity, but not you.
Well, how about you just put it in your pocket?
Or that. That's another option.
All right.
We got two more. They're all bracket-based to a degree. Here's March 20th, 2015. I hope you're all enjoying these NCAA basketball games while I'm missing Seinfeld episodes on TBS I've seen 1,000 times. March stinks. I hope you're all enjoying these NCAA basketball games while I'm missing Seinfeld episodes on TBS I've seen 1,000 times. March stinks.
Right, is that Craig Carton?
Is that, you ready? Craig Carton.
No, it's not. You just added that.
No, I wrote him as a possibility. He works here. Craig Carton. Is it Al Dukes? Is it Greg Giannotti? Is it Evan Roberts? Or is it Keith McPherson?
I don't see Keith as a Seinfeld guy.
Okay.
I'm going to say Giannotti.
You're wrong.
Al Dukes is not a Seinfeld guy either. I'm going to say it's you, Evan.
You're wrong.
Who the hell is it?
I think as a sports talk host, I was like, March stinks. I need to watch reruns of Seinfeld.
I just thought your bracket sucked so bad.
No,
you'd rather watch while we're at TV.
No, the answer is Al Dukes.
I like to lick my hands.
And finally, this last one is worthy of playing because I think we need to have a conversation about it. It's from March 15th, 2018. First opening day of the NCAA tournament without Mike Francesa buying easily 50 pizzas for the entire staff. Mm-hmm. Today is like the Cowboys no longer playing on Thanksgiving around here. Is that person Tommy Lugauer? Sean Morash.
Sean.
Okay, yeah, I have no cat and dog freeze. What do you call it?
It is Sean Morash, but you didn't even guess on that.
Easy. I didn't need the other two options.
I understand that we are sitting in the big chair of the great Mike Francesa. And I think Tiki and I would be more than willing to buy peaches for everybody if there wasn't everybody.
Right.
Nobody's here.
That's a great point.
Last year,
it's a ghost out.
Last year, I thought about it. I was like, you know what? We should do this. We should keep this tradition going. I forget what Craig did when he was here. I think he got someone to send in free pizza.
Of course he did.
So I was going to do it, but no one's here. Like, Tommy's got a tradition where he takes off. Good for you, by the way. And he goes to Vegas.
Yeah.
So Tommy's not here.
I'll be in Atlantic City, not Vegas, but I hear you.
Same thing.
I wish. But yeah,
same thing. So Tommy's not here. The sales guys aren't here. Dove takes off by 2:15.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally just us.
Yeah.
So who are we really buying pizza for? Like, I get the tradition. I respect the tradition. I benefited from the tradition for many, many years. But as much as I'd love to continue it, we're literally getting it.
It would be a waste of money.
We're getting it for us and Sal and BT because right. There's no one else here from 12 o'clock on. Am I wrong, Tom?
You're right about the fact that there aren't a lot of people here.
Yes.
But what I would push back on you is that when I started here, I was an intern in Astoria. And you remember the Astoria days?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't exactly a lot of people walk around the
halls. No, you're dead wrong about that.
Evan.
Yes. No. So the sales staff was here every day.
Upstairs.
And they were upstairs. They all came down. Plus, there was a new staff at WFAN where you had board ops and then other people and then tape cutters.
I don't remember that.
Dude, the staff was loaded. There were interns, let's not forget that. At least six or seven of them. There were tons more people around than we have right now.
But Evan, if you build it, they will come. Could you imagine if you're in sales
people
right now?
People are not going to hang around.
Instead of sitting on your couch, you know, you're going to hear Evan Roberts is throwing a pizza party.
That's not going to incentivize you. We're going to bring in pizza Thursday.
There you go.
And then you know what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Me and Tiki can have a lot of leftovers.
Right, we're going to eat it all by ourselves.
What about for the people who are like, can't eat cheese or can't eat dairy?
Oh,
can you give something for that as well?
What? Are you lactose intolerant or something?
Cheese intolerant.
Oh, come on.
He's just a moron, really.
Yeah. But, yeah. I'll order some broccoli for you.
We'll get you some garlic
the cheeseless pizza, which Craig was very good at.
No. Broccoli.
All right. Good job stepping up. Pizza party on Thursday. Evan and Tiki.
Are you going to change your vacation
you
to
here?
Stick around or no?
No.
He's gone.
No. And I'm not chipping in.
Sorry. We want Connor anyways.
Oh. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm not Venmoing.
We're not going to ask you. What have we ever asked you for any kind of money?
No, you don't.
I mean, you haven't spent money on anything.
Shut up.
That's why when we were talking earlier about booing Juan Soto, I'm like, Tommy's not going to boo Juan Soto. He's not going to a game unless someone gives him a free ticket.
And if he boos from his couch, nobody's going to care.
Exactly.
You know what, though? I'm glad you brought that up. Opening day is Thursday. I understand it's not the Met home opener. Have you looked at the temperature?
I did. It's going to be 48 degrees for Yankees opening day.
Tiki. Sitting outside for 4 hours in 46-degree weather.
Yeah, no, I'm good, man.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're good? I would love to go to that. In fact, I'm thinking about doing
Sean's
it because we're off the air early.
Sean's going, I think, right?
We're working on getting him a ticket. It's tough around here.
Oh, right.
But
last year,
what I did with opening day, with Sean as well, is that I went before the game started.
For Yankees opening day.
I bought the ice cream, okay? Then I came back to watch the game because obviously we have the Yankees on WFAN, so we're not on during Yankee games. I watched the game from here, and then Sean stayed, took the train back, but I literally went to Yankee Stadium just to eat Mr. Softy ice cream, and I did it in 48-degree weather. So you guys are dead wrong about the weather.
What did I do? Did I just sit here?
You watched the game with us.
I sat here.
Yeah, you came back to either my office or your office for a few innings, and we watched the game.
Right.
And then we came on the air right after.
That's right.
But I'm thinking of going to opening day just for the ice cream again. That's part of the tradition. Let's go to Freddie in Springfield, New Jersey. What's up, Freddie?
What up, Freddie?
How you doing, guys?
We're good.
I heard you guys earlier talking about who was being booed. Everybody just about. You guys mentioned Mattingly. You mentioned Jeter. But you know something? Those guys were really, really extra good players. But they weren't the greats of like the Mickey Mantle and the Willie Mays. I got to tell you, I was born in 54, so Mantle was good until about 64. So, you know, I was, say, 9, 10 years old when I was rooting for him. And then from around 65 till he retired, I think in 69, he was terrible. He struck out 2 or 3 times.
Did he get booed? Like, honestly, do you boo him?
He never got. Matter of fact, he used to get a loud ovation after he struck out.
Yeah. Mm. I could see
like
it.
Like an encouragement ovation.
Yeah, in other words, like, you're so great, no matter what you do now, you're an older guy, we don't care, we love you.
Mm. Yeah, I could see it because the Yankees dynasty had pretty much ended. You know, the Horace Clark era was upon us, and he was a legend. So, yeah, I mean, you're talking about guys that are immune at the end of their careers. When we were talking about Derek Jeter, it was in the middle of his career. Mm-hmm. 2004 was right there in the prime of his career. And usually when I think of booing, I'm thinking more about the guys that you spend a lot of money on and you bring here with high expectations, which obviously we didn't have
right
in the 50s, 60s, and for most of the 70s. I think it's very different because
the reality is homegrown guys.
Yeah, I think you get more slack when you're a homegrown guy.
Right.
I think with the guys that you're buying, the expectations are completely through the roof.